There is a focus on Boston this morning, but not because of the 124th running of the Boston Marathon, which was scheduled for today. It's instead because Boston is now one of the top areas of concern for the coronavirus coordinator at the White House. To help explain why, we turn this morning to WBUR's Callum Borchers. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with that question, Cal, by getting to the numbers first. The latest coronavirus numbers in Massachusetts, as it was the worst weekend yet in terms of new cases and reported deaths.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, Saturday and Sunday were two of the worst days we've had, period. More than 300 people reported dead, and combined almost 3,700 new cases of people testing positive. We talked last week, Bob, about experts disagreeing on whether Massachusetts was in the surge yet. Well, there's no disagreement anymore. The surge is definitely here. And you mentioned the White House coronavirus coordinator. That's Dr. Deborah Birx, and she was on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday. When asked what's the next place she's worried about, this is what she said.
We're still very much focused on Boston and across Massachusetts, where the epidemics continue to spread across Massachusetts as well as in Boston.
I'll just note, Bob, that Dr. Birx went on to mention Chicago and Ohio, so Massachusetts isn't the only trouble spot that she highlighted, but it's significant that we're high on the watch list.
Governor Baker was on the same TV program yesterday, Face the Nation, as Dr. Birx. What did he say about how the state is handling the outbreak of the surge?
Well, he talked about the state's relatively new contact tracing effort. So this is a project that involves asking people who do test positive for the coronavirus to provide lists of their close contacts and then trying to notify those people. About 600 contacts were notified in the first week, and there should be more in coming weeks as additional tracers complete their training. And Baker also looked ahead, Bob, to when the state turns a corner, and he talked about what Massachusetts is going to need from the federal government.
If the feds are interested in sort of reopening the economy, the importance of stimulating the economy going forward, for states to be able to support that, obviously it's important for the feds to support our efforts.
And the backdrop of those remarks, of course, is the Paycheck Protection Program running out of money last week. So Baker is suggesting there's a need for additional stimulus there.
What did you make of the fact that the governor said that now, as we're 2 weeks away from the expiration date on his order closing non-essential businesses, their physical locations? He has said that order could be extended, and in fact, he has extended it that once before.
Yeah, it could be some hint dropping there, Bob, because he's also said that he wants to see 2 weeks of declining diagnoses before beginning to lift restrictions. And we're definitely not declining yet. So if you just do the math, we're 2 weeks out. So it looks like the May 4th reopening target could be tough to hit. And of course, New York recently moved its target to May 15th. So I think something to watch this week is whether Baker makes a similar move. I've got a story today, Bob, about getting back to business. And I can tell you from talking to a lot of entrepreneurs, one thing the companies want is clarity. You know, if their closures are going to have to last longer than they thought, they'd like to know as soon as possible.
All right, we're going to hear that story that Cal is talking about in the next hour of Morning Edition. Cal, it has been a very painful stretch for all of these businesses that have closed. And we're thinking today about the businesses in Hopkinton and Boston and all in between, the ones that would normally be very busy today on Boston Marathon Monday.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there have been a lot of tough days lately, but I think today is particularly difficult because Patriots Day is usually so special in Greater Boston. You know, in addition to the marathon, the Red Sox typically play a midday home game. Fenway Park will be empty, of course, and public officials are hoping that the marathon course is going to be empty, too. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and others are trying to discourage people from running the course informally because any group of runners could violate physical distancing guidelines. If you do need a sports fix today, though, Bob, the Patriots are in new uniforms, but I'm afraid that's the best I can do for you.
Well, I guess that's a little something, but we should say that Channel 38 today is running recordings of two Boston marathons past in which Americans won. So at least we can look forward to that on the day the marathon should have been running on the roads here. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thanks very much.
Good to be with you, Bob.